bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care, and I'm just a devil with love to spare. So viva Las Vegas, viva Las Vegas.
Hello and welcome, everybody, to Why Should Your Team Win? It's that best time of year, you guys. It's playoffs. Well, there's like three games left of the season, but you know what I mean. Here we have Amy Ortiz on the show.
Hi. Thanks for having me back. I'm so excited to talk some hockey.
Yeah, well, I want to know all about Vegas. You guys have been the number one team pretty much in the West all season. Geez, last time we talked, you guys were still dominating the beginning of the season. Tell me just what's it like being dominant all season?
You know, this is very different than really any past season under any past coach. With any past players, we did have a little bit of a slump there just after the All-Star break. And then the bane of our existence had a lot of problems with injuries. But we've managed to hold it together. I credit a lot of this to Coach Bruce Cassidy, his flexibility in rearranging the lines. I don't know what he does between the second and third period in particular, but we've won many games coming behind from behind two or more points. So we've also played a lot more overtime games this year, so I mean that helps with points even if you don't win. And it's been really, really interesting. We're still not at 100% strength. Injuries wise, our captain Mark Stone is out. Most of our goaltenders are out with injuries. So we've got a lot of young guys that have come up from the Henderson Silver Knights that are really hungry. And man, these guys, I'm so impressed with them. We got like Ivan Barbashev, Teddy Bluger, and Pavel Dorofeyev. They all came up and they're all jockeying up to really play on, you know, second and third line. They've gelled well. They're hungry, and it's great because this is not only do we need them, number one, we definitely need that tenacity, but it's really fun seeing these young guys, get 3-4 game point streaks and, you know, playing the best hockey of their lives. And really getting to see them shine for the first time. So, yeah, it's been a fun season.
Yeah, that's good for those young guys. You get one shot sometimes. So it's good that they're producing for you guys. I'm just all over the place. I'm looking at my phone, I'm looking at my notebook. But let's just work backwards. You guys had a huge win against LA the other night. Everyone wanted Quick to start, even though it wasn't logical.
Yeah, for the drama. Yeah, for sure.
But there was a huge win. Which division rival has given you the most trouble this season?
Honestly, it has been the Kings. If I remember right, we were 1-2 with them over the season. So now we've split. Yeah, I mean, they've just been right on the heels of either us or Edmonton. As far as the standings go, obviously, we want that home ice advantage. We want to, it'd be great, I think, if the Oilers and the Kings end up facing each other. I guess the Oilers also have been kind of a thorn in our side. I think we lost the last two games against them. Oh no, we won one and then we lost 2-4.
I think Edmonton's out for good.
I think so too. I think so too. And it's hard because, you know, Vander Kane is just the worst guy in the world. And
truly.
I really don't want them to go all the way. I mean, I want us to go all the way, but I really don't want them to go all the way because I feel like they made a deal with the devil by bringing that guy on. And obviously he's, you know, an incredibly skilled player, but he's a terrible human being. So anyway, yeah, it makes it.
Well, then there's also that Hague fight. Did I say his name? The Hague? Is he Dutch?
Yes. Now, I was really surprised that McEwen did not get ejected from the game also because his hit on Ben Hutton was terrible. I was really worried that Hutton was hurt. Luckily, he only left the bench for like a minute. But man, that fight was Ben Hutton. I mean, Nick Hague's second fight. I can't remember. Anyway, he beat the shit out of McEwen. He beat the hell out of him.
Yeah, those fists were flying. Yeah, it was insane. Yeah. Just like.
I know. My husband made a note. He was like, this is how Kolesar thinks he can fight. Because Kolesar thinks he's, you know, Reeves, and he's not, and he can't fight like Reeves did for us as an enforcer. So anyway, it was, I don't really like fighting because, you know, like I am really worried about CTE and, you know, these guys just ruining their brains and stuff. But man, after that, yeah, I mean, it was totally understandable that, you know, he sticking up for his teammate.
Yeah, that was definitely, and I'm glad he did it like instantly. I mean, and then that's the part of this, like, I agree with you, like, yeah, CTE and all that stuff, like, I don't really like that much fighting in the game, but when it's something like that, when it's like instant retribution, you're like, yes, you know,
like, yeah, like, yeah, exactly, you gotta defend your brother.
Yeah. So I want to talk about your captain, Matt Stone. What was his injury, and is there a possibility he comes back for playoffs?
So his main issue, I think right now he's technically out on, I don't even know what he's technically out on right now, but his problem was a mid-back issue, and so he had surgery this spring. They didn't say what it was. I'm going to guess it's like a laminectomy or something. He didn't have full-on like disc replacement like Jack Eichel did, just because the recovery time thing. He seems to be doing okay. He was back for a little while. I think he just cut his rehab short before it came back. And I think that they put him back on IR because they want him to try and get healthy for the playoffs. That's one thing I will criticize Cassidy's, I guess, administration or whatever for versus Pete DeBoer or Gallant, is that he's not quite as transparent about how our injured guys are doing. You know, we don't really know when they're coming back until they're activated. And, you know, that I can understand keeping that close.
Keep your
to
the cards chest close.
Is kind of, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Advantage over your opponents, but it really makes the fans nervous because, you know, Stone's our captain, you know, and he, even if he's not necessarily scoring like he used to, I mean, I miss the days of him and Patches and Stevenson on the top line just killing it. He really does sort of rally the troops, and we play harder when he's out on the ice.
I know. I feel you. We haven't had our captain the entire season. So that's been kind of rough, but they have been teasing, you know, Landeskog will be back for playoffs, and I just want him to be okay. I mean, take your time, buddy. It sucks not having you all
season.
It's
scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. We come to care about these guys.
Yeah. Okay. So, and then I want to talk about an addition, Barbashev. I saw you guys got him at the deadline, I was like, ooh, ding, ding, ding. Good for him. Anyone getting off that sinking ship of St. Louis, like, good for you. Go find go get another cup somewhere. But what are your thoughts on him so far?
He's been fantastic. His chemistry, basically in any line, you know, when you get a new player like him, that, you know, is dynamic and, you know, really produces, you got to kind of figure out where in the line he's going to be. And honestly, our lines have been shuffled nonstop since January anyway. So it was interesting to see some of the pairings that they put him with. But I mean, he had like a 4-game goal streak. He's just been fantastic. I'm a huge fan of this kid. And I think he's going to be a secret weapon in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Or maybe not a secret.
Well, then let's talk about Eichel real quick. How's his production been? He's the leader in points on your team, but no one really stands out. He's the leader in points.
Actually, I think yesterday Marchessault tied him. You know, he's been doing better than he did for the first time. He's going to the playoffs, so he's got that feather in his cap. I hope break down some of his mental barriers. I've mentioned on your podcast before that I think the guy's kind of a head case because, and understandably, you get told that you're basically, you know, a golden bullet in the league, and then you get frustrated that you can't make the playoffs with the team that you're at. You get this chip on your shoulder, and I think that chip is melting, but I don't think it's 100% gone. He's the guy that I yell at the most when I'm watching the game, whether because he'll pass when he should have shot. He's not shooting enough. He's not shooting enough during the power play. Our power play is garbage. We don't have anybody that's shooting enough in the power play. But he seems to be in his own head. He should be shooting the puck. As where it used to be, I used to criticize him for shooting the puck and not passing it when he should have passed it. So, I mean, maybe I just am not a Jack Eichel fan. Maybe that's my problem. But at least he is producing. I don't think he's producing at the level that he's getting paid for. He's got improvement, but maybe going to the playoffs for the first time will enlighten him. Maybe he'll have fun playing hockey again, because the guy doesn't seem to have a lot of fun out on the ice unless he scores.
Before we get into your playoff preview, I just want to bring up Robin Lehner, because I did not have, you know, exotic snake farm on my bingo card.
Exotic snakes from a guy who was murdered.
I fell down the rabbit hole, Amy. I was like, I fell down, and I was like, I wrote in my notes, I was like, this sounds like an episode of Better Call Saul. And then I saw a fucking murder in a Dateline episode. I was like, what the hell? Have you followed him?
By what?
The latest news on the snake drama.
Yes, the latest is he's potentially going to be charged with fraud. He's at least being sued in civil court with the accusations of fraud, that he took out this multi-million-dollar loan without disclosing to them the number of loans he already had out, without disclosing to them that he had already leveraged his future salary with the Golden Knights to another lender. So he basically, you know, lied about what he's got going on. That dude is toast. That guy is garbage. I cannot imagine him coming back. First of all, double hip replacement. It is a devastating surgery for any player, any sport, just in life.
I think it's the hardest hockey injury to come back from.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
but
one
I
of
mean,
them.
As much as, yes, oh yeah, for sure. you'd be up there with like shattered femur, you know.
Yeah.
As much as I think that morally Evander Kane is a terrible person, I think Robin Lehner is a terrible person. I'm going to come out and say it. I think that he cloaked a lot of his impulse problems and stuff with his mental health and his sobriety. And, you know, you gotta give somebody a leash on that for sure. But it morally, he obviously has some problems, and no wonder he can't focus on the game. I mean, the guy's $20 million in debt.
Yeah. On snakes.
On snakes. Yeah. I've met some people in real life, and they all have some drama going on, but this is like mega drama, like super mega drama.
Yeah, no, I wrote, will he let one slither past him in the NHL again? Zing. But no, okay. That was a terrible joke. But
no, I like it.
No, but it's, yeah, does he come back from this? I don't think so. I don't think he's going to be in the NHL after this. Or unless he, I actually caught an episode of Your Golden Knights Locked On, you know, Locked On Golden Knights. And I really liked those guys. But they were just talking about if they do come back, he'll have to do like a whole year in the AHL. Like he'll have to work his way back into the NHL. And, you know,
I think he's lost a lot of trust with the entire organization. So,
yeah, it just also made me think of like who's around him. You know, my wife wouldn't let me buy a snake farm. She would put her foot down.
Who knows? Maybe she's the real snake, you know, enthusiast, and he's just indulging her.
Yeah.
Who knows? Probably,
No, I want to talk about a team that's most improved in your division, and that's the Seattle Kraken. You got any words on them? Because I talked to a Seattle Kraken fan recently, and they said they loved beating the Las Vegas Knights.
I think we're the natural rival for them, just because we're the two newest kids on the block. I know that the NHL really wanted to encourage that rivalry. Although most Golden Knights fans that I know personally, we actually really like the Kraken. I think partly because we identify with the being an expansion team and just the excitement of it, you know, the newness, and you want them to do well. They didn't have the run that we had, obviously. You know, this is going to be a new era for them, and I'm excited to see it. Obviously, would still hope that we beat them. And I think if the playoffs were held today, actually, your Colorado Avalanche would be taking them on in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know the Jets and thing, they're kind of jockeying with the wild card too. And it'll be interesting to see. But yeah, I like them. And obviously, their coach is David Haxtell, right?
Yeah, yeah.
From the North Dakota Fighting Hawks are back in the Fighting Sioux.
Yeah.
And I always liked his style of coaching. So I won't speak ill of the Kraken.
Yeah, no, I think it's kind of just, you said it, you hit it on the head. You know, the two new kids on the block, I think that's kind of like that rivalry that the NHL wants to start, even if it's not true, but that's kind of the direction it's going. Speaking of that,
it may go that way,
and I think they're an exciting new team to watch, that they like the yeeting of the fish and all that sort of thing. But that last wild card spot, you know, Winnipeg and Dallas were leading the Central pretty much all season. And then these last couple of weeks, they've been shitting to bed. Colorado's been on the rise, and Minnesota as well. But for Winnipeg, I was thinking of Tyra Banks, like, I was rooting for you. I was rooting, you know, that, not to date myself, but,
I will just feel
so shitty for them if they shit the bed. It'll be the biggest shit in the bed all season.
Well, I mean, I want them to have the spot because we would play them. So,
yeah, you want to play them first.
I think. I like that for us. But no, I agree. They're kind of I don't want to say a dark horse, but maybe it's just because you and I both come from North Dakota, and that's kind of like the closest team technically. I agree. It's kind of like, oh, that'd be fun, you know. I'd be all right with that, like that kind of a vibe.
Yeah, no, I just feel like they've got a good core and obviously one of the best goalies in the league. And they didn't make the playoffs last year, so they were just really hot all season. And it just kind of sucks to lose steam, you know, whether it be injuries or whatever else, other teams getting hot. Because, I mean, Calgary slips in, and even Nashville's not even completely out of the water yet. And I die Nashville. Just kidding.
I know, right? Yeah, no. Yeah, and I don't really like our chances as much against either Nashville or Calgary. So looking at it as a Knights playoff opponent situation, I'm watching that very carefully for sure.
Yeah, I think you'd probably want to play Nashville over Winnipeg, but we'll see.
And then
just to bounce over to the East, I think all roads lead through Boston. I think Boston has been having this monster season. They're scary. I think they're at 127 points or something ridiculous. What are they at? Yeah. Who do you think gets that last?
It's insane.
Yeah. Who do you think gets that last wild card spot in the East? There's two. Florida and New York are fighting it out with Pittsburgh. Well, Pittsburgh is one point behind New York. So Pittsburgh is probably going to miss it, I think.
Yeah. Honestly, I guess I love watching Rangers games. You mean the Rangers, not the Islanders, right?
The Rangers are clinched. They've been for a while. They've been having a pretty dominant season. And then New York Islanders, they're fighting for that wild card spot. They're actually in it. They just pushed out Pittsburgh. So I don't know. Okay, it was been interesting last couple weeks with that. Now it seems kind of like it's settled down. I think Florida's making it. Anyway, who cares about them? But
I agree with you about Boston. Anytime, basically, if I'm watching a game that's not a Golden Knights game, it's generally a Boston game. They are dominant, you know, in offense. Their defense is effective. Goaltending, basically a brick wall. They go all the way. Everybody in the league has to tip their cap to them because they've earned it. They've earned it since the beginning of the season. And, as an organization, they've got a new coach also, and way to grow. I mean, really, I respect them immensely. However, it would be so fun to face them in a Stanley Cup final. I don't think we could beat them. Did I say that out loud? Oh my gosh, I did. But if we did beat them, oh my God, it would make up for our first year. Caps who?
Yeah, the playoffs is another beast. We all remember a couple years ago when Tampa got swept by the Blue Jackets.
Yeah.
I think something like that is the only way Boston's going to get toppled. Is if there's just this remarkable sweep by the New York Islanders in round one.
Yeah, like a freak thing. Yeah, absolutely. Or the COVID year, we got killed by Montreal. And I mean, I still look back at that and I how did that happen? I mean, we just fell apart seams.
Yeah, I barely remember the bubble, but I remember Colorado lost to Dallas in game 7, and I think it was overtime. I don't even remember, but as soon as they lost, I got a snarky message from a friend on Twitter And I was like, I need a couple of minutes. Like, I don't want to talk about it yet.
Too soon.
Yeah, way too soon. No, I hope we don't see Dallas this playoff season. But I'd rather play Dallas than Minnesota because we never have luck against Minnesota.
Well, I have my thing against Dallas because that's Pete DeBoer's team, and Pete DeBoer deserves nothing good in life. So I hold a grudge.
Yeah. So we talked about just a little bit of some of the players on your team, but I'm excited for playoff Kessel.
Me too. Okay. One thing I loved about our game with LA last night was, the first 2 minutes were just chaos because they scored on us, but it was offside, so disallowed, right? Like, not even a minute later, we scored a goal, and then, like, 2 minutes later, Phil Kessel's charging toward the net, and Chandler Stevenson coming up on his left with the puck. Kessel doesn't quite get tripped, but he kind of like falls in with two Kings defensemen, and they go flying into the net. Net comes off of its pegs. Chandler Stevenson sends one right down the middle. Counts as a goal because the rules stipulate it doesn't have to be on the pegs. It just has to be if the puck would have really gone in the net, it's a goal. Okay, cool. I didn't know that rule until last night. Very fun. But I love that Phil Kessel put his entire body into, like, I mean, that play. It didn't, he shook off getting crashed into the net like it was nothing. He was a tank, you know, like, he's filled the thrill for a reason. Oh, he scored the first goal. Now that I think about it, he scored the goal immediately before that. So he was on fire. He was lit up and ready to go. I think that, you know, he's in the sunset of his career. I think that when you kind of get into that mentality, maybe you don't care so much about making these more dramatic plays and things. Maybe you don't worry about injuries quite as much. Maybe you just get, I don't want to say a little reckless, but you get a little, he's going to be a wrecking ball. The man is going to, he's going to go for those breakaways, and he's still got the speed. I mean, he had a breakaway last night that their goalie, I can't remember which one it was because they switched out in the middle of the game, got a pat on it, but man, it was still the thrill. Yeah, I agree with you. He's going to play some great playoff hockey.
And then you mentioned what's your goalie situation? Because you mentioned that Logan Thompson is injured. Okay. And then
he sure is.
The other guy?
Yep, Aiden Hill is also injured. So we've got Jonathan Quick,
That was a quick 48 hours, right? When he got dealt.
It really was, yeah. And, you know, I feel a little, I don't know, affection toward him because it's a very similar situation to what what Pete DeBoer did to Fleury. Mm-hmm. You know, you have a storied career with a franchise, you think you're going to finish out your career with them, and then they dole you out for a bag of potatoes. And he was mad, and I don't
know. Yeah,
he
wasn't, it was a long nice plane ride home.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I do feel some affection toward him. However, and he plays that kind of dynamic, acrobatic style of goaltending, which is fun to watch. But I believe he is sub 900. We need better than that. So basically it's just him and Laurent Brossois, who was injured basically all season and then had to come back this spring. He did a little bit of time with the Henderson Silver Knights, and then he came up and he's doing all right. Actually, I have a stat here. I think he's like in the last 8 games, something like 5-3-0. So, you know, good or no, 503, that's what it is, 503. So he, you know, he's doing all right. He's holding, but I Logan Thompson, I think, is the future for this organization. I think he's a future all-star. I just hope he gets better soon. And I don't know. We had a new NHL record last month, which was four consecutive games won by four different goalies.
Oh my God.
Isn't that weird? That's such a weird.
My heart was like, oh.
I mean, and just the amount of money and stuff. I don't know. I don't know what the front office is going to, I don't know. I don't know what the right answer is. I don't know. Yeah, we'll see. That may be the thorn in our paw in the playoffs, but I got to say our defense, like Pietrangelo, okay, not only has he been scoring like crazy, scoring an assist, just fantastic, but he wants these playoffs. He wants the cup. He is hungry for it. I saw him last night twice block a shot on goal with his ankle. Whoa. Like, that is dangerous. And he did it twice. I mean, he's really putting his whole body on the line there to help. I think he knows our weakened goaltending situation, but you know, maybe Martinez and White Cloud, and I mean, maybe all those guys can make up the deficit for our.
I have a question. So who on your team needs to win the cup the most? Like, is there a guy on your team? I mean, I'm sure you could say, because you guys haven't won the cup yet, but I mean, the Pietrangelo you were just talking about, he has won a cup. Phil Kessel has two cups. Right. Barbashev has a cup. Who do you want to see lift that cup?
Personally, Marchessault, he has been there since the beginning. We're down to three of the original Misfits. It's him, Riley Smith, and William Karlsson. But Marchessault is my favorite player, and he, you know, he's just got the attitude, and I want to, and he's a little guy too, so I want to see him hoist that big old cup. But I think the person that needs the most in the entire team is probably Jack Eichel.
Yeah.
I think that it would fix him, or I think it would. Yeah, I think it would fix him. I think it's a mental thing with him. Now I think it's getting closer. I think he can taste it.
Yeah.
I think that it would be great. On the other hand, I think it would make us, seeing him lift the cup, make us, you know, people hate Vegas. We are a widely hated franchise. And I think seeing Jack Eichel lift the cup would only boost that sort of villain status that we have. I've read it sometimes, and I'm afraid to comment because my Vegas flair shows up, and people are not nice. What can you do?
All right, Amy. Well, that's all I got. Thanks so much. And we'll be in touch after we find out who you're playing first. Now it's playoff time.
So I'm excited to talk to me again, that you're playing first. Yeah. I'm excited that your abs came back. I know you were nervous about it for a while.
In January, I think all the abs fans were like, for five games, but we're okay now.
Yeah, for sure. My prediction is we're going to be facing each other.
Oh, God. Amy, what are we going to do? Our friendship is on the line.
I know. I think we'll come out of it okay.
All right, Amy. I'll talk to you later.
Well, thanks for having me. All right. Yep. Bye-bye.